Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
And we've got representatives in from CAP that are responsible for delivering over a third of the water to Arizona throughout the state in their 336-mile canal that diverts. Well, it depends on your tier shortage. You know, we're down to not quite as much water as we can, but let's talk, Vanitha, about what would, you know, we didn't see the effects of Tier 1 as homeowners, as business owners. As you mentioned, it was mainly agriculture in the central part of the state. What would a Tier 2 do for, you know, our quality of life in Arizona on, as it relates to the supply from the canal?
Thank you, Romy, for that question. So exactly, this year we are in a Tier 1 shortage. You did not see any impacts of that. It was mostly the brunt of it was for the Central Arizona agriculture. So you didn't see it for the homeowners. However, as of now, we are projecting that in 2023, we will be facing a Tier 2 shortage. And homeowners, do not have to panic. It's still, you are still not going to see the impacts of that yet. However, as a citizen of Arizona, knowing that we live in a desert, it is always good to start conserving earlier than usual. The reason we have not had a shortage on the Colorado River all these years, in spite of the really horrible snowpack we've been having, is because we have been very diligent. We have been very resilient. We have been storing water in Lake Mead. Similarly, you can also do your part. As homeowners, you will not face any impacts, but Arizona has had a history of coming together and averting such problems, right? So I would encourage each of your listeners to commit to at least one thing they can do to conserve water and educate yourself about what your water providers can do. They have drought plans. They have management issues. So definitely talk to your water providers about water conservation programs. But as of now, don't panic. Homeowners are not going to see any impact yet of Tier 2.
What about a tier three?
Yeah, that's a good, you know, if every homeowner could in the year save 10%, we wouldn't have to do anything to have room for another million people. Now, not that I'm inviting them. I'm kind of a NIMBY being here since 65. I kind of liked Arizona at about 2.2 million people. But if everybody just saved 10%.
Absolutely. If everybody saved 10%, we
would
not see.
And it's pretty easy to do.
Yes, absolutely.
When you pay attention.
Absolutely. It's your grass. It's the amount of time you take to shower. Absolutely. 10% that is a fantastic idea.
How about tier three?
Tier three. Here. Any projections that will hit that? And if so, then what? And what's the final tier? Is there like a tier 10 where all the taps get shut off?
No. So as of now, Tier 3 is the last tier. And as of now, based on the conditions we are in, it looks like we may be in a Tier 3 shortage as of 2024. At Tier 3 shortage, there might be impacts to some of the water providers, the municipalities that supply water to you. But I highly doubt the homeowners will still see too many impacts of that because as a state, we have been very resilient. My colleague here, Laura, she will talk about that further. But we have been saving water underground. But essentially in Tier 3, that's not where we want to be at because once you are there, you might go down further, right? So you don't want to be in a Tier 3 shortage. You don't want to be going below that. So do what Rosie tells you. Save that 10%.
Just save. My daughter lives in Salt Lake City, and they're being told they will be allowed to water landscaping 20 minutes a week. I mean, you can't even get a garden going at 20 minutes a week. And that's all of Salt Lake City. And they're in a completely different water supply than we are. But, I mean, that's what our forefathers and the early settlers did in their planning of the network of reservoirs and canals that have been established. And we were just copying what the Anasazi were doing.
That is exactly
1400
right.
years ago.
Yes, yes. I mean, the tribe survived here many, 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 many years ago, right? And we can still do that. If they can survive without the reservoir systems, but they had the canals, they didn't have reservoirs.
Right.
We have reservoirs. And we have really smart people sitting as your water managers in the cities. They have management plans. They have drought management plans. I believe our guest before here talked about some of the plants that you could grow in a desert.
Right.
And that's what you need to listen to. We need to definitely shut off that tap when we are brushing your teeth. Just little things like that will essentially, absolutely 100% save 10% of your own water use every day.
And so the ultimate solution to this is we need like another 1980s snowpack from the Rockies. Maybe, so are we salting the clouds up there? How do you make more snow?
Thank you. I hope that wish comes true and we have a 1980s snowpack for 4 or 5 years in a row.
Yeah.
1 year is not going to save us, right? And absolutely, that's a great point. We are doing that. We are doing some weather modification programs essentially. During winter, when it's really cold and when we know there is a storm coming up, we send some silver iodide up to make it rain more or make it snow more.
Oh.
And in Saudi Arabia, they're using drones to zap vapor into water out of the atmosphere. We're not to that. That's like tier 7, I think,
that is
for
correct.
Arizona.